Alaska's Department of Education and Early Development is preparing to seek a waiver from provisions of No Child Left Behind. KDLG's Ariel Van Cleve reports.
Last year, the Obama administration announced it would let states avoid certain aspects of the education law if those states met other conditions. Alaska Department of Education spokesperson Eric Fry says the state board has already adopted new standards in English and math, which is one element necessary to receive a waiver, but he says there are two other requirements.
A teacher evaluation program that to some extent takes into account student achievement in evaluating teachers and principals. And the third element would be we'd have to devise our own accountability system for schools, in other words, deciding which schools need help and which don't.
No Child Left Behind has higher targets each year regarding students who are considered proficient in English and math. Eventually, 100% of students are expected to reach these standards or face certain consequences, such as diverting funds to focus on tutoring or imposing a new curriculum. Fry calls it a no-win situation for the schools.
What a waiver would allow us to do is start fresh with our own accountability system. We'd be able to throw away all that element of No Child Left Behind that's just impossible for schools to meet and come up with something that's ambitious but possible. In other words, we keep striving for more and more kids to be proficient, but we don't set an impossible goal that demoralizes everyone and stigmatizes schools.
He says avoiding certain provisions in the law could help the state focus more directly on what's working and what isn't, rather than making blanket changes.
The state doesn't have a completely free hand to do whatever it wishes for accountability. There are certain rules they're going to ask states to follow. But within those rules, there's much more latitude than under the traditional No Child Left Behind.
Fry says the state will file a waiver request by early September. He expects the application to be volleyed between the state and the federal government before winning final approval. In Dillingham, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.